talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. Is on today, the Exchange Club.
Hey, it's a Getaway Friday here on WGH Talk. Pastor Craig, Matt Morgan, along with us for the ride on the Exchange Club here today. Friday, September 22nd, 2023, 18 minutes past the hour. How are you guys?
Good. How are you doing, Scott?
Good. Now, I hate to do this right in the middle of the show, but you know, I'm a very busy person. I don't have time to make these phone calls off the air. And there's something I have to do today. It's somebody's birthday who is, I consider, a member of our radio family here. Extended radio family. Not necessarily somebody who's on every week, but you do hear them a lot here on the station. So I got to call and wish them a happy birthday. So do you mind?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't mind.
Do you mind, Matt?
No.
As if it mattered.
I'll just remember on my birthday if I don't get a phone call.
Like if Matt would have said, no, it matters. Like I would have stopped. like it really matters. I just want to make you feel like you're part of the team.
You're part of the team.
I'm just kidding, Matt. I'll call you on your birthday, which is next Friday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a birthday coming up on Friday?
Yep.
Wow.
Well, here we go. Next Friday will be your call.
We can call him while he's here in the studio.
We can. Won't that be fun? I'll have to turn this down if it gives their number, but we'll just leave a message. Maybe we won't be. Sometimes the answering machine's full with this person. Nothing like on-air phone ringing.
See, you were supposed to set this up previously.
I know.
Please leave your message for...
Hey, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. We want to say happy birthday to you. Scott Spears here at WGH Radio with Matt Morgan and Pastor Craig wishing you nothing but the best of happy birthdays. We love hearing your voice every morning. You make my show extra special every morning as you introduce me on the air with that fantastic introduction we taped so many years ago. And I start my show every day by saying thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. You announced you were running for president on my show. You announced you were running for governor on my show. You gave me those exclusives. You could have given them to other people. We have had so much fun over the years, from you signing a bun at Tony Paco's to being here in the studio at Christmas time. We consider you part of the family. We love you. We want you to have the best birthday possible. Happy 6-6. Man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Matt and Pastor, happy birthday to Ted.
Happy birthday, Ted.
All right, Ted, give us a call back anytime you like. 740-383-9944. Hope you're having a wonderful birthday. How can I not call him, which the man with the golden voice, a happy birthday?
That's nice.
66 today.
That makes me feel good. I'm not the
You're
old guy.
You're younger than
I'm
Ted Williams.
I'm not the old guy
younger
at the station.
Younger than Ted Williams. My goodness. I would have never, you know, for a long time I didn't know Ted's age. He did not tell me his age until he turned 65 and could start getting Social Security. I did not know he was that old. I figured 50s. Right. But he's a very young acting man when you're around him. He doesn't seem to have the aches and the pains and all that I think would go with a military life and a homeless life that he's lived.
Yeah. No, he gets around good.
So God bless him. He's always been good to me. You know, he's difficult, and I've told him that in person. You know, getting him here sometimes is a trip, but once you get him here, he's magic.
Yeah.
So, happy birthday, Ted Williams. Maybe we'll try again tonight on the air.
Yeah.
He's a late sleeper. Maybe we'll try tonight.
You could ask him how many times a week he showers.
Maybe he can, That's a good question. Maybe he'll, you get all the credit tonight when I ask him that. Ted, how many times a week do you shower? I bet he still showers as a homeless man more than Matt and Carrington.
You think so?
You know what? I got to get this in. Where's Ronald McDonald? This dawned on me the other day because Monday was National Cheeseburger Day.
Right, which you missed.
Oh, don't bring it up. I just can't even get over that still, that I didn't look down at the date on the flyer. 50-cent cheeseburgers. Anyway.
Double cheeseburgers.
Double cheeseburgers. And I got thinking to myself, When's the last time I saw Ronald McDonald in a commercial? Been a long time. And then I thought, when's the last time? He used to be on the pies and the cups. Haven't seen him. Then every year, you know, like during backpack and school giveaway time, he would come and be at the McDonald's passing out like cookies to kids while they were doing... Where is he? Where's Ronald McDonald?
They got rid of Ronald McDonald.
No!
People were scared of clowns.
No!
Yep, they didn't like the fact that their mascot was a clown.
Where do you get this information?
People were scared of clowns.
Where?
McDonald? I don't know.
That's horrible. Is that true?
I'm afraid. I don't know it's true. I mean, I could see that it would be true that they would do that, but I think that's... You know, even though a lot of people are afraid of clowns, he wasn't a scary clown, and he's been such an icon for decades that nobody's afraid of Ronald McDonald. Nobody's
no. So, in 2016, McDonald's officially retired Ronald after a series of creepy clown sightings popped up across the United States. So when the whole thing was like the whole like killer clown, like,
where'd you get that? Now wait, what news site is that?
CBR.
CBR, what is that? I don't think that's a right
cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Fox News also posted it that way. This is about the Hamburglar.
You know, I don't know.
Oh, it is so good viewers cannot see us on the radio.
Is Ronald McDonald a Democrat? I don't know. We'll have to check it out.
No, people would make accusations about
they
you.
Would. I know.
That little reaction.
I'm no good. I'm no good. Come to the grocery store and yell at me if you want. Oh, no. What's MSNBC have to say about it? Where's Ronald over there?
Creepy clown sightings, huh?
Ah, here we go. The U.S. Sun. A statement released by McDonald's... hold on, I gotta get the actual...
I don't think that's...
Thing.
That's. Isn't there like a CNN or a USA Today?
Well, he did
say
Fox.
But this is a statement released by... This is a statement released by, by McDonald's.
Oh, McDonald's! Now we get... Okay. But are you sure? What news site's it on?
From the U.S. Sun.
No, search like USA Today or something. Is there any, like, credible news site that... I know. I know. Listen, I wouldn't take MSNBC's word for it either, if you want to know.
Would you take the word of the New York Times?
On Ronald McDonald, yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I would. For Ronald.
Thanks for clarifying.
What do you think they would? They'd lie about Ronald?
Oh, no. For a story about Ronald McDonald, yeah, I would believe the New York Times.
And I'm not saying Fox News would make up a story about Ronald McDonald. I just know that sometimes in a story like that, and I will also couch this with MSNBC as well, that they will say something like that, and they'll say, that's like Christmas, those liberals wanting to get rid of all of our characters, and then MSNBC will do the same story.
There are those conservatives again.
They're accusing Ronald. Yeah. And just give me what really happened. Where's Ronald at?
Actually, one of the best places you could go that where you don't have that problem too much, it's pretty unbiased, and that would be the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, well, Wall Street Journal's great.
It's an excellent source.
And if you go to NBC, ABC, or CBS News, that's usually a pretty straight story in something like this.
Yeah, on something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you still looking, or are you like...
Well, now there's...
Or are you just like...
Well, see, it's gotten to the point where I've scrolled down so far now that there's not even news sources. It's just like Quora, which is
okay,
like...
Okay, what was the number one news source? Let's take it.
Take it from the top.
Wasn't that CBR, was it?
Yeah, the top one was CBR.
Do we know what CBR is?
Cheeseburger.
Not a clue.
We should know that.
What is...
Well, what did Fox News say? Let's hear what they said.
I mean, we could just listen to The Sun. You trust The Sun?
The Sun.
The U.S. Sun?
What is that?
What is that?
Now, what did Fox News have to say?
Left-wing conspiracy.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders got rid of Ronald McDonald.
McDonald's decided to curtail the use of Ronald McDonald in campaigns due to reports of creepy clown sightings 6 years ago.
So they're all reporting the same thing.
Yeah,
so they curtailed.
They
haven't retired. One said he was retired. Now he's curtailed.
The only thing that I did read in one of the articles that the only thing that Ronald McDonald is like I guess he is used for is the Ronald McDonald Foundation. But other than that, they don't use him in public anymore.
So they use him with the kids, but they won't send him out in the public.
No, they use his face as the logo for the Ronald McDonald House Foundation. But other than that, there is
so
no...
So he's basically unemployed.
Yeah, basically he started up that foundation, and then they fired him and kept his face.
This is horrible, because let me tell you something. This is why now I'm ticked. Because, you know, forget politics. You get rid of Ronald McDonald, now I'm ticked. Because here's why. Listen. I interviewed the first ever Ronald McDonald, who has went on to his reward. I've had him on here. I had the longest serving Ronald McDonald in history on here. When I started in radio, Ronald McDonald was still coming to Marion for events. I had him on radio with me two or three times as a guest, Ronald McDonald, in the studio. And it was Ronald. I wish we had cell phones and things back in those days.
How would you know he has that clown makeup on?
Well, I knew it was him.
How would you know it was the original one?
No, the original one I interviewed on the phone, and we talked about how that all came to be. And then the longest serving is not a well-known man, but in the national commercials, he was the longest serving Ronald McDonald. I had him on. I think he's still around. And then Ronald McDonald locally, well, which is actually for the Central Ohio market, he came into the studio as Ronald, like we interview Santa and, you know, the Groundhog. I sat there and interviewed Ronald McDonald one morning. Wish I had a picture of that. We put that in the scrapbook, me interviewing Ronald McDonald at 6 a.m. one morning. And then when I used to do the talent shows here in town for years, Night of a Thousand Stars, Ronald would always participate and do magic or things. So now you've eliminated a friend of mine.
So he's on the ash heap of history.
Yep, he got...
And McDonald's corporate number. We'll call them up.
Yeah. Call McDonald's and harass him.
Where is Ronald McDonald?
We ought to start a petition.
You know, this really would get some traction. I'm upset.
All right, Scott. Okay, so how about this? If we get enough people, we could start a petition to bring back Ronald McDonald.
What is that? I'm just upset. What is the reason for taking the man away? It's creepy?
Yeah. People don't
What's creepy about him?
People
didn't
like clowns.
Have some French fries.
He's a clown.
Didn't do that.
Yeah, people didn't like clowns, so they got rid of him.
This is horrible.
Also, when I was a small child, When I was a small child, I vividly remember there were YouTube YouTube videos just called Killer Ronald McDonald, and it would just be like, just
he
be,
was
like,
a nice man.
Yeah, but not in those YouTube videos. No.
Well, that's
a YouTube video. I mean, that's a private citizen doing a parody.
Yeah, I know. But as a small child, do you think that I wanted to go see Ronald McDonald, who I've watched just obliterate people in YouTube videos?
The man did so many charity shows for me. He was always a gem of a guy. Got up at 6 a.m.
I'm not saying that he himself was bad. Just the people who portrayed him on YouTube didn't do the best.
So they still own him. That mega conglomerate, McDonald's, still own him. So we can't do anything with him. But they're just not using him. They've retired him. Ronald McDonald retired. He hit that age 65 mandatory retirement. And they said, you gotta go.
That's right.
Listen, I'm ticked now. I don't even know if I can continue with the show.
He probably has to pay for his senior coffee.
You know what? What happened to all the Ronald McDonalds?
They all got retired.
they just fired all the Ronald McDonalds, I guess.
That is really scraping low.
That's one more reason not to go there.
I didn't go there anyway.
Well, we need to do something. What are we going to do? Let's do it right now.
Let's get a petition going.
Petition to bring him back.
All right.
What if I get him on the show?
Ronald McDonald?
He's not doing anything with his time.
Yeah, he's got some free time.
I mean, fair enough.
He's probably
depressed.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can do it.
There's a booking.
You want to call him now?
We'll have to get his number. I'm trying to remember. It's been a while since he's been booked. I didn't realize he got canceled. I didn't realize cancel culture crashed down on Ronald McDonald's head. Maybe he needs a job. We can give him. Maybe he can be on the Exchange Club with us.
Yeah,
Pastor Ronald Craig, Matt, Ronald McDonald. Here we go.
I got to tell you something. In all seriousness, I mean, Ronald McDonald was never a creepy clown.
No.
Now, other people doing parodies obviously have.
Yes,
but I'll tell you what, there was a time there for a couple of years on their commercials where the Burger King king, he was kind of creepy.
And a lot of people found Dave Thomas creepy over at Wendy's.
Really?
Why? He always wore that same white shirt. He didn't shower. He showered less than Matt and Carrington.
I don't know who that is.
Dave Thomas?
Yep, Mono.
Make the best hamburger in the business.
Founder of Wendy's, did all their commercials, started right in Ohio, across from the old Kosai on Broad Street.
You don't know Dave Thomas?
I went to Dave Thomas's funeral.
I've never heard of this.
He got started as a young man in a KFC.
Got taught by the colonel.
Yeah, and learned about, you know, the business, and then he started Wendy's hamburgers.
Well, the colonel's face is still on KFC.
Yeah.
And Dave died, so God bless his heart.
Yeah.
Why is Ronald McDonald gone? He was the spokesperson for McDonald's.
The chief happiness officer.
Yeah. The CHO.
CHO, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
disgusting.
You know, all these American icons, somebody's got to tear them down.
Well, he'll be running for office soon.
Probably.
Yeah. Ronald McDonald for president.
There you go.
Who could? Didn't we have a whole conversation? We need somebody apolitical and hot.
Yeah.
Wonder how Carrington. Wonder if Ronald McDonald gets her Jones going.
You'll have to ask her tonight.
I'm gonna have to ask her about this.
Do you find Ronald McDonald hot?
Yeah, is he hot? He's got that red hair. I don't even know anymore. How are we gonna get Ronald back here?
We gotta call him.
Well, I'll try. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, Matt, and Pastor Craig, how are you guys doing today?
Good, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I'm getting ready to head out of here.
Are you heading that way right now. Are you going to be on the radio tonight?
No, actually, I'm going to be over in Shelby, but I'll call in tonight.
Okay, well, we got to, yes. Have you heard, are you commenting on the Ronald McDonald here?
Yes, I'm calling in, I think that's ridiculous. What is going on with, here's the problem I have. With all this stuff going on.
I knew you'd have a problem with Ronald McDonald going away if anybody would.
No, seriously, I understand history changes. Now, Pastor Craig's probably going to have a question about this, but I understand why in the world are we taking down stuff or taking away stuff that has been there for years and there's nothing wrong with it.
Matt, tell him.
They took them away in 2016 because of the creepy clown sightings that were happening.
But you got guys on YouTube making videos. You got people who've got nothing better to do than get scared in the woods because they saw a creepy clown.
I would like
clown.
To say that those videos came out way before 2016, so I doubt they had anything to do with it.
That is no reason to get rid of an American icon like Ronald McDonald. You can't do it. You can't do it. It's un-American.
Absolutely, I totally agree with you, Pastor. And I understand this culture that we have today with these new generation of children, of kids that are taking over the world today, that are eliminating stuff that it doesn't need to be.
Well, who did McDonald's corporate did it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there wasn't like any huge backlash or anything that people like forced them to take it down. Nobody really cared. McDonald's was just like, creepy clown sighting sounds like a perfect opportunity to get rid of Ronald.
I understand some people are afraid of clowns, I guess. I never was. But to me, I went to circuses and all this, and I'm not afraid of clowns. You know what I mean? But some people are afraid of clowns. I don't know why. Probably because...
Well, some clowns are creepy, but not all clowns are creepy.
But Ronald dates back to the 60s.
Right.
Now, why all of a sudden...
I mean, most people living today grew up knowing Ronald McDonald. He's never been a threat.
Well, so we've identified the problem. So what is the solution?
I think, honestly, we could just harass McDonald's until they bring him back.
Yep, we're going to start a petition.
How do we harass them?
Petitions. Petitions.
Call them every day.
Put them on the door.
Call the corporate office every day.
Email the just start sending them the same.
Did you get the corporate number? I'm going to call them.
I'll get the corporate number. Here, I got
corporate
you.
Number. Scott, that's a good idea, Scott. You call them up on the air like you normally do. That's what we do at WCA Talk, and we just call them up and we question them.
This will be like the Geraldo thing. We can start
a
journal.
It's a whole new thing. Absolutely.
We'll start a journal. We'll call them every day. Our quest to bring Ronald back.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Have you found the number, Matt?
It's... No, because their page is kind of weird.
They don't even have a number.
It's Like a creepy
they
page?
They took it down.
Contact us.
No phone number.
I have a question. Nope, that's for delivery.
Well, this is terrible.
Yeah, it doesn't look like they have a phone number.
Well, we'll see what we can figure out here, but this is horrible.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks, Sean. Bye-bye.
Bye, Sean.
See ya.
All right, well, this is a tragedy. What a tragedy. We'll do the top 10 list while Matt looks at this here. Let's do the top 10 list so we don't forget that. You know, I'm just... I wonder how many times Ronald was married. Think he was a bachelor all his life?
Yeah, he was a bachelor all
his life. We never got into that with him.
Yeah.
Not four or five times, you know?
No, he...
Character defect? That's why they dumped him.
He never got married in the first place. All he cared about was hamburgers.
He was a smart man.
Yeah.
Smart man. Here we go. Let's get the drum roll going. There it is. Okay, today's category, top 10 from the home office in Columbus, Ohio, thanks to Bob Welch, is, let's see, what's today's category going to be? Which one are we going to do? Okay, this works. Top 10 things to do on the first day of autumn.
Well, that's not until tomorrow.
I know. Well, I guess we're getting ready.
Oh, okay.
Top 10 things to do on the first day of autumn. Number 10, begin your official countdown calendar to Christmas.
Ooh.
Well, of course, you got to do that first day of autumn, sure. Number 9, put away the summer clothes and get out the winter ones. That's something you need to do first day of autumn. Number 8, read your old farmer's almanac.
Right.
Absolutely.
There.
Which
right
can be, you know, we're going to give some away eventually.
Have you given any away so far?
I don't think so, but we're going to, one day, we're going to give them away, probably when they're gone.
Before the new ones come in.
Before the next new old farmer's almanac comes out, we're going to get them out. We're going to try. Number 7, prepare for fruitcake season by joining a fruitcake tossing league. It's coming.
I've been practicing.
Not too far off. Number 7, hang up your Christmas lights. Just don't turn them on.
No.
But hang them up.
Yeah.
Just turn, you know, there you go. Number 5, request that Representative Jim Jordan investigate whoever got rid of Indian Summer.
Yeah.
He does a lot of good investigation.
That's right.
It's very litigious. Number 4, look for a good pumpkin pizza recipe.
Mm.
It's coming up. Day before Thanksgiving. Very good. Number 3, argue with the weatherman on when autumn officially begins.
Who would do that?
Who would do that? I mean, that's low.
Scott, you would do that.
Darn. They found me out. And I'm no Ronald McDonald. Number 2, stock up on pumpkin spice flavoring. You've got to do that. And the number 1 thing to do on the first day of autumn, which is tomorrow, starting at 2 blah, blah, blah a.m., root for the Buckeyes to beat Notre Dame. Absolutely. That's our top 10 list today.
Go Bucks.
They're both ranked, aren't they?
Yeah, but Notre Dame never does very well.
Yeah.
And it's actually Notre Dame. They always pronounce it wrong, which I don't appreciate, but whatever.
How many times has Notre Dame won the
Notre
game?
Dame.
Notre Dame.
Yeah, but in terms of football, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
I don't think it's... I don't know if it's actually pronounced...
It's a school, you know.
I did. Yeah.
Glad to hear that. So what's the question?
It's Catholic school.
I knew that too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many times have they beat Ohio State?
A lot.
Yeah, they were, but I don't know anymore. They're just not. They don't have the punch that they used to have.
See, because usually I root for the opposing team anytime Ohio State plays, for the sheer fact that Ohio State always wins, and I don't want to watch Ohio State blow somebody out by 60 points again every game. So I'm always rooting for the underdog.
Oh, so you're rooting for Notre Dame?
Well, apparently Notre Dame isn't really the underdog here.
Oh, I think they are.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I'm rooting for Notre Dame then.
South Bend.
Oh,
I think they're playing. Are they playing in Columbus?
No, they're playing in. South Bend, and it's a night game. It's like 7:30, I think.
It is late tomorrow.
Yeah.
Also, I did find the corporate number for McDonald's.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get it done. Okay.
Oh.
Dial it. You dial it. That way, don't say the number over the air. As other calls are coming in. It's call day here at the station. Let me know when you get that number dialed.
He's dialing.
Corporate number for McDonald's. All right. Boy, this will be tantalizing radio.
Yeah.
All right. Did you hit connect?
Yeah.
I don't hear anything.
I mean, I hit it.
Gosh. Hello?
Okay. In a few words, tell me why you're calling in today.
Ronald McDonald.
Thank you for that information. Your call will be recorded for training and quality assurance. If your call is about your restaurant experience, the recording may be shared with the restaurant operations team. Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order it was received.
Just relax at home right now. Don't worry about what we're doing here. Oh, that's nice music. I should have called them earlier.
Hello? Thank you for calling McDonald's. My name is Brandy. May I start by collecting your first and last name, please?
Well, Brandy, yes, you can have my name. It's Scott Spears. I had a question for you, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Yes. I'm here with WGH Talk Radio in Ohio, and we noticed that Ronald McDonald does not come around anymore. He used to be a guest on my radio show, and we did some variety shows here in Ohio together, and I haven't seen him in the national ads. What happened to Ronald McDonald?
I mean, maybe he's taking a break.
Oh, taking a, like McDonald's, it's time to take a break today. Ronald's took a break?
I'm not sure why he's not in the ads anymore. That's not something I would be able to answer for you. Give me just one moment, and I will look into this.
Thank you, Brandy. Mm-hmm. Brandy knows her stuff.
She's going to check the archive department what happened to Ronald McDonald.
Sounds like a hit's been put on Ronald.
They just act like he doesn't exist.
No, she knew who he was.
She knew who he was. Yeah, but like, maybe he's on break.
Hey, isn't that ironic? That was their spokes. That was their slogan. You deserve a break today.
Yeah, that's right.
So I guess Ronald said, I do deserve a break today.
Ronald finally took his break. It's been about a 7-year break he's been on. Wonder if he got unemployment.
I would hope so.
I hope so.
As long as he's been around, he could probably get Social Security, too.
If you're an operator at McDonald's, who do you call to find out what happened to Ronald McDonald? Who's she on the phone with right now? Head of clowns?
The vice president for marketing affairs. Hey, why did we can Ronald?
Hey, Betty, what did happen to Ronald McDonald? I don't know. He was here one day, gone the next. Well, at least we got this good music here.
Very nice.
That's what the G stands for in WGH Talk. Get to the bottom of things.
That's right.
Well, that's what we're doing today. Boy, if we're not getting the topics hard today.
This is investigative journalism at its best.
Yeah, it really makes all that other stuff look like garbage. You know, that they do at the New York Times and Columbus Dispatch. That whole thing they did on the zoo at the Columbus Dispatch, that's child's play. Find out where Ronald McDonald is.
That's right.
Then come talk to me.
That's right.
Yeah. Put those zoo execs in jail all you want. This is Ronald McDonald we're talking about here. This is a national children's icon.
I mean, 200 million Americans grew up with Ronald McDonald.
And he's been on my show.
Yeah.
He's a guest. He's a friend. Colleague.
Does he have an Instagram?
Ronald?
Yeah.
Does he?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Well. Who could she possibly be talking to?
She's probably got us on hold. She's going, I got this lunatic on the phone. Says he's from radio.
Radio.
He does, in fact, have an Instagram.
Ronald McDonald has an Instagram?
Yeah.
How many followers does he have?
65.8K.
Wow. 65. Well, ask him where he is.
Yeah. The chief happiness officer. Just ask him where he's in. Why he's not in commercial?
When's his last post?
2016.
Yeah. He's been out of whack.
July 21st, 2021.
Well, what'd he say? Help?
You may not hear from me for a while.
Yeah.
It says road trip. Can't wait to get out of the house. See you all at the events and restaurants in the future.
That's a long road trip.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Hello?
Okay, are you still there with me?
Yes, thank you, Brandy. I'm still here.
All right, thank you for holding. I appreciate that. So unfortunately, that's not information that we have available here at Customer Care. We do appreciate you reaching out to us. He does show up from time to time, and I would be more than happy to forward the information that you would like to see him more.
Yeah, well, I just, you know, he'd been on my radio show as a guest, and we'd done some, as I say, variety shows together, and I have not seen him in many, many years now, and, you know, I didn't know if maybe he'd passed away or been wiped out. I didn't know what happened.
No, not at this time, but we would be more than happy to share, you know, with the marketing department your information and your request that you would like to see him more.
Yeah, just pass that along, Brandy. But you don't think this, and I know you obviously work in customer care there for McDonald's, you don't think this is like some cover-up, do you? That Ronald was dusted for, you know, and McDonald's is covering it up?
No, I don't.
that's the worst thing that could happen, you know, because he's an American icon.
Right.
Yeah.
I understand that. I love Ronald McDonald just as much as the next person. So
oh, well,
I would like to see him come around as well.
Well, thank you, Brandy. We're so glad to hear that. And you're possible that the mega conglomerate that McDonald's is did not cover something up.
No.
Okay. Well,
no.
Brandy, pass our info on to customer care or who'd you say?
Marketing.
Sorry.
Marketing.
God bless you, and thank you for all the good work you do, and you are a very good customer service person, very cheerful, and that's very nice to hear. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling McDonald's customer care, and you have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Well, we got right to the bottom of that one. That's all you need to do.
Top secret information.
Right, there's a radio moment. That'll go on the classic reel.
That's right. Do you remember the day when Scott called McDonald's corporate offices?
See, and I asked the hard questions. Now I know somebody from McDonald's will show up at the grocery store and start yelling at me.
Yeah, I know.
I can't believe you asked if McDonald's was covering up Ronald's...
yeah. You didn't have to ask that question.
I thought it was pertinent.
I think it might be, you know. Oh, okay. That you asked them and they said that you know, we can't give out that information.
She kind of giggled sinisterly though. You don't know what happened to Ronald McDonald. We do.
And that's not a fresh grave in our side lot.
That's exactly what was that. Oh, well, let's get to we got to do some kind of story here this week of some note. Have you heard about Representative Boebert from Colorado? You don't like this story, Pastor Craig? My goodness, it's a story that won't die this week.
She is...
Let's give the story first. For those who don't know, those who haven't seen it, Representative Boebert from... And I really don't... I'm not even going to say her party, because I don't even think that's pertinent to this story.
This particular story, no, it's really not pertinent to the story.
So apparently this 36-year-old woman, Representative Boebert, who kind of favors Sarah Palin, which gets Matt all hot, went to a theater. Beetlejuice was the show, a children's show with a man. And during the show, she started vaping in the theater, and there was a pregnant woman behind her who did not like this. And she also got handsy with her boyfriend, and her boyfriend got handsy with her in the theater. And she was asked about this, because she got thrown out, and then she gave the finger to the people at the theater when she was being thrown out. Now, the interesting thing was, she was first asked about this and said it didn't happen. Then came the video, and we've all seen the video, I think, now, and she was vaping, and she was so handsy with the boyfriend that they had to blur it out. So then, her husband, ex-husband, who apparently just became her ex-husband in May, you couldn't write this stuff, comes out and says, "It's all my fault. I cheated on her, I was terrible to her, and that's why she's in mental distress." Then she comes back out and says, "I was with a person who does not share my political beliefs that night, and that's why that happened, and I am no longer seeing him." That's the story of Representative Boebert. What do you make of this, Pastor Craig?
It's totally bizarre. I mean, you know, what does she think she is? A teenager? I mean, come
disgusting.
On.
Disgusting.
Disgusting, right. Are you even allowed to vape in a movie theater?
I think I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Yeah, I would think that would be illegal. You know, basically, all of her actions, you know, vaping in the movie theater, being handsy with her boyfriend, giving the people the finger when she was leaving. I mean, really, she's acting like a 13-year-old.
United States Representative from Colorado.
Well, she should give up her seat.
But you know what? She doesn't have to now because that's the world we live in.
That's the world we live in. But you know, behavior like that, I mean, we don't expect our politicians to be angels, but we also don't expect our politicians to behave like that in public. And I don't think there's any excuse for it.
Well, what was the follow-up, though? Where her ex-husband said he's to blame.
That's bizarre.
And then she said it's because the person I was with was not of my political persuasion.
Equally bizarre.
What does that mean?
I don't know what it means. What it means is, well, the fact that she first tried to lie about it and then the video evidence, you know, proved her wrong, she's got no credibility at all. I mean,
see, what this is apoplectic of, and really the only reason I'm doing this story is because this speaks to almost everything we talk on this show about in a regular basis. Number one, here you've got a divorced woman, and you've got a woman in that age category between 30 and 50 who they don't feel they're old yet, but yet they don't feel they're teenagers. But yet they're still trying to dress like that. They're still trying to act like that. They're still trying to reclaim their youth. And it just doesn't work when you're 36. It doesn't work when you're in your 40s. People don't want to see all your skin. People don't want to see you getting handsy in the movie theater. And you know what? I hate to say it. Not that we would excuse an 18-year-old or a 19-year-old for doing this, but we would say it's their age.
Right.
You can't say that with a 36-year-old woman.
Right. Right. So it's disgusting, and there's no excuse for any of it.
No, but what is it, aside from Mrs. Boebert, what is it about people in our society now that in that age category, and in this case particularly a woman, that they feel the need to still dress like, and maybe they do have a good body, maybe they are good looking, I'm not saying they're not, but why do they gotta act like they're 21?
They're insecure.
I think that's what it is.
They're insecure.
Yeah. So, cover it up. And save that for the people who you want. You know, and getting handsy like that, I mean, forget the vaping. I mean, that's just not very intelligent. Whoever would do that in a public place that we live in now. But to get handsy?
Yeah.
In a public place?
Very immature.
Well, but then I don't, you know, is it because of her ex-husband? Because he cheated on her, I think, which is what he said.
I don't think that has anything to do with how you behave in a movie theater.
I agree. Nothing
no,
to do.
No, but these women do say that. And I hate to say that, but these women do say that. They say, you know, that guy wasn't very one, but this guy's the one. Yeah. Well, now he's no longer the one that she was getting handsy with last weekend, because now he's...
It makes you wonder if they have anything upstairs.
It's a character flaw.
Yep.
It's another character flaw. And this is why, again, on this show, this is part and parcel of what we talk about. Every single week, multiple marriages, and when you dress and act a certain way, Botox, hair dye, fake tan, all these things.
Shower every day.
Once you start doing that, it's all downhill. Once you start doing these things, you become kind of a phony, and I think you start fooling yourself that you are a teenager.
Oh, I think they fool themselves.
Yeah. You really do become a phony. I mean, we talked about last week, whole big conversations on this show and the night show about do people do things genuinely or are they phonies? And essentially, everybody came to the conclusion by the time the conversation was done is that people are phony.
Most of the time.
Well, look at this Boebert woman. I mean, she is getting a hand. Who knows what happened when they left the theater?
I know.
Okay. That boy's gone now. So her husband's gone. Her boyfriend from last week, who she got handsy with, is gone.
So she'll turn up with another boyfriend very soon.
Of course she will.
Because she's insecure.
And that, see, that's it. Really, what multiple marriages and trying to act a little youngish, what that really shows is you're trying to be happy yourself. Because you are not happy with who you are.
Right.
Yeah. That's all it is. You know when people say, have you ever had like a person a little bit older than you say, oh, you act so old? To me, when I see people do that, I say, I think I'm acting my age. I'm not 19 anymore. You look like a fool.
Right.
That's what I think.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, there comes a point, and it's somewhere before 36, where you stop acting like that.
Right.
And you stop getting the fake tans. And you stop dyeing the hair, just for this reason. And you stop getting handsy in movie theaters, and you stop trying to show, if you're a man, flex your muscles all the time. That's high school stuff. That's college stuff. Come on.
Absolutely.
I agree. I think that, by the way, I don't understand how you could, I mean, I guess if you saw somebody young, I guess like 18, 19, around my age, being handy in a movie theater, you could, I guess, classify
You would
that.
Say that.
But that's weird.
No, it's not. I'll tell you why.
No,
because your hormones have run amok, and that's what somebody who is over the age of 35 would say. Well, I was a kid at that age, too, and I probably did some stupid things. And a lot of times they'll say, well, maybe they're still living at home, so they got to pick their battles. Mrs. Bobert is not living at home. And these other people, you know, if you want to get handsy, go to your home.
Exactly. Save the cost of the movie.
Save the cost of
the movie. She could have saved herself a whole lot of trouble here.
Yeah.
Which really is stupid on her behalf, because she's a representative of the United States Congress.
She just got herself a whole bunch of bad press.
To me, and I don't know why it is women, but you don't see a whole lot of men dyeing their hair. The men's thing is, I think they start hitting the gym, because that's their midlife crisis, you know, and then they start wearing skimpier clothes. And yes, the women probably do like that, because that's some kind of turn on, I guess, but it looks foolish to the rest of us, and I think everybody should know that. We all look at you and say, you're insecure.
Exactly.
Why not be happy with yourself? Now, be healthy. I'm not saying don't be healthy. Eat right, exercise. But when you're exercising to the point where you've got the 20-inch biceps and you're wearing the tight shirts, and who are you doing that for at 40 years old?
You're doing that for your own ego.
Yeah, and maybe your wife or other person's ego. You're not doing that. You do that as a kid because a lot of people are involved in sports, or you're doing that because you don't know what life is all about at that point. But if you haven't got it by the time you're 35, listen, the downward slope is starting to come.
That's right.
I'm so, and again, when it comes to this woman, why is her ex-husband even releasing statements?
Exactly.
He loves her. I'm sure she's the one.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing I didn't understand. I didn't understand why he even said anything at all.
He wanted to save her. It's all my fault. It's all my fault she got handsy with another guy.
Dude, she just divorced you. You're not going to get her back.
Well, and apparently he had an affair.
None of it makes sense.
Yeah, I don't understand this situation. It's just a whole bunch of, like, it's just a whole bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, but, you know, Mrs. Bobert goes on and defends it. I just don't speak to
the
media.
Well, I mean, I think that's because she got caught doing it. Like, you wouldn't really want to agree that it was
Matt, you're 19, okay? Pastor Craig and I are looking at this a different perspective because we are over 35. Well, Pastor Craig is. And
you will be next year.
Next year. And, Matt, the point is, though, you look from a 19-year-old, so this is important. This is why you're here for, well, we like you somewhat. But when you look at a 40-year-old who's, you know, got the holy jeans and the fake tan and the hair is clearly dyed and, you know, showing some skin and that, we see it all the time. What do you think?
I don't really think about it all that much. It's just, I mean...
But now that I've pointed it out to you, when you see it, what would you think? As opposed to somebody 20.
I mean, it's just a common occurrence. I don't really put that much thought into it.
But what, I mean, do you think, oh, that's a good-looking woman?
I guess it depends on the woman.
Okay.
It depends on whether she's good-looking or not.
Yeah, like, I don't understand your question there.
So you date a 40-year-old woman?
I don't know that I would date a 40-year-old woman because I am not anywhere near.
But no, if she looks good, she looks good. I mean, that's what I just ascertained there.
I mean, not necessarily. If they look good, they can look good, but that doesn't mean I want to, like, date them.
Do you find it a problem that they're flaunting themselves and trying to look young? Like, different from what a normal 40-year-old would wear?
I don't really, like I said, I don't really think about it. I don't really know what a typical 40-year-old wears.
Yeah, but you do jump on somebody who doesn't look all that good who might be wearing those type of clothes. Can you believe what that person's wearing?
I mean, Probably not. I would have to be... I just don't pay attention to all that much of what people wear. You would have to wear something, like, awful for me to, like, truly be like, man.
But what about the characteristic changes? The Botox, the hair dyeing, the fake tans?
I guess it depends on why you're dyeing your hair, but, like, Botox and fake tans, I think, are just a waste.
No 20-year-olds doing Botox and fake tans.
Well, they might be doing fake tans, but not Botox.
But when you see a 40-year-old still trying to do that, you don't think that's a cry for help? I'm trying to look young?
I mean, they might be trying to look young, but at the same time, like I said before, I don't know that I really gave a whole bunch of thought to it.
Now that you have, what's the conclusion?
I mean, it doesn't bother me all that much. I don't really care.
Well, it's not necessarily does it bother you, but I'm saying in society, like, what do you think about this Bobert woman? Good woman? Well, I guess in your world, doesn't matter. She didn't do it in front of you, so who cares?
I mean, I wouldn't vote for the woman.
Why? She might have good policy. She looks like Sarah Palin.
Well, I guess she could have good policy, but I don't know. That's not very. You are representing the state of Colorado.
Oh. But she's off the clock.
When you're a public figure, I don't know that you're ever truly off the clock.
Right. Yeah, but you don't think it matters at all? If she was a 19-year-old representative, you would have the same opinion?
Can there be a 19-year-old representative? Oh, my gosh.
I think 18 is for representatives.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah, senators.
That's weird.
So, but same opinion? Age doesn't matter a bit in that?
I don't know that I'd vote in a 19-year-old person to...
Let's say it's happened. Let's say you didn't vote for him, but they got in anyway. They slipped it under the radar. Oh, okay.
I think I'd probably feel about the same way.
You would not give any indication of age?
I thought we'd been over this whole thing. No, age isn't a big thing.
But you just said you wouldn't date somebody based on their age. You would date the 20-year-old who you found attractive, who was tan and Botoxed and hair dyed, but not the 40-year-old.
If I didn't know the 40-year-old was 40, I might.
But the point is that age matters.
Nah, I mean, like...
So you would date the 40-year-old?
I mean, sure.
I think you're just saying that to prove your point. But no, you basically said if you knew she was 40, no, you would not, because there'd be an age gap. But the 20-year-old who does the same thing, okay, that's fine.
No, the 20-year-old who does the same thing is not fine. Just 20-year-old.
Which is what we just said. If a 20-year-old does this in a theater, you chalk it up and you go, well, they're 20. But if a 40-year-old
I thought you were talking about, like, in terms of me dating. No. Like... Doing that in a movie theater, like a children's show, is whack. I don't think you should be doing that.
Well, I don't think anybody thinks you should be doing
that. I don't know that I would chalk it up to age. It'd probably be like, what is going on?
Okay, Pastor Craig, what do you think?
I stand by what I said.
Did you understand what Matt said there?
I got a little confused. Yeah, I was a little confused.
Little confusing.
Yeah. I said her. There were several parts of her behavior that are totally inappropriate, even if she wasn't a representative. But the fact that she's a representative representing the state and is in the public eye, it just makes it that much worse. But even if she was just a nobody, it still was inappropriate.
But this is the world we live in.
Yes.
And so it goes.
I mean, she was already in there. I don't know what you want her, like, well, I don't know what you want them to do now. Like, kick her out?
Well, they did. No. They did.
Kick her out of the theater.
No. I meant, like...
Well, like don't re-elect
like,
her.
Like, I don't know what don't more... Re-elect her. I don't know what more... Yeah. I mean, she might not get re-elected. We all know. But, like, I don't know what more you want
I'm
to
saying
do now.
I think it's apoplectic of a bigger problem in society. It is. I don't think she's necessarily the only person... who's done something like this.
Right. Well, I guess we'll have to see if it's like a big problem in society if she gets reelected. If she gets reelected, then I'd say it's probably a bit of an issue.
I don't even have to think very far. And like two people off the top of my head, I can think of, you know, hair dye, fake tan, Botox, the whole bit. I mean, it's not hard to find these things anymore. It didn't used to be that way. And certainly multiple marriages did not used to be a thing. And I only bring that up with Mrs. Bobert because her husband just leaped into defender there. And then we found out the person she's handsy with he's already out of the picture a week later.
I think the whole thing...
Dust this woman for fingerprints.
The whole thing doesn't make sense.
Yep.
It's very odd. But the end result here on today's program is, what should these... And we'll include men in this as well, who are trying to act young, trying to be 19 again. What do we do with these people?
Tell them, give it up.
It's over.
Just admit the fact that you're whatever age you are and move on forward, you know. When trying to hold on to your youth, forget it. It can't happen. You're fooling yourselves.
Act your age. What do you think, Matt?
Just at some point, you gotta get up and move on with your life. You can't just get stuck in your youth, but that, I don't know. Weird to say that, because I'm still very much in my youth. Yeah.
Well, here's what I will say about the whole thing. You know what? You can put on all the fake tans. You can get all the Botox. You can dye your hair. You can go into the gym all you want. You're still your age. And you know what? You can go get handsy all you want. You can act like a kid and vape your brains out. You're still your age.
That's right.
And you can get divorced all the times you want, married again, and this is the one, and act like you're... Those are teenage things.
Exactly.
You know what? Give it up. Pump the brakes.
That's right.
Become an adult.
I think it's time to start looking inward, not outward.
You know, I'm a little more, I guess I would say, forceful this week, because ever since that Ronald McDonald thing, I've just been ticked.
I thought you were ticked about something else.
No, Ronald McDonald. The whole other thing is just everything else in my life right now, second place to the whole Ronald McDonald thing. Tonight we've got Carrington Nelson and Matt Morgan on Friday Night Live, and boy, we're going to bring that up. You know, maybe we'll get Carrington's opinion on this Boebert thing. Does a woman feel differently? You know, but she's not an old woman, Carrington.
Right.
So it's hard to tell. I don't know.
I don't think Carrington will feel that much different than everybody else.
I don't think Carrington would get handsy, or at least tell us she would get handsy in a theater with somebody.
I don't
think she would tell us that she would.
But you think there's a possibility?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She's young.
I mean, I guess there's a possibility with everything, but I doubt it.
And just not to get into anatomy class here, but just in case you didn't see the video, when I say handsy, nobody, no clothes were removed. Let's put it that way. Clearly, it was the lower torso of the man, the upper torso of the woman, but no clothes were removed in this theater. Nothing, you know, no hands went under any clothes, I guess is the way to put it, because we don't want to misrepresent that in any way.
But even so, it still wasn't.
It still is handsy, and it's still inappropriate.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, people just can't wait till they get home.
I tell you, we went today from portable toilets to getting handsy in a movie theater.
Only this station could do that. A call to McDonald's in between.
That's right.
And a birthday wish to Ted Williams.
That's right.
Well, I gotta find out how many times he's babes. It's a whole thing now. All right, for this day, we're done. But tune in tonight, 8:15 to 10 p.m. Scott Spears for Matt Morgan and Pastor Craig heading for the dugout.
A 25-year-old white male, 5'10", 200 pounds, brown eyes, brown hair, wanted for criminal damaging. On Monday the 25th,